News, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump again denied any wrongdoing in his July phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, as congressional Democrats said that Trump tried to pressure Zelensky into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Speaking Wednesday afternoon in New York, Trump said he supports the Ukrainian leader's efforts to combat what he called massive corruption and said impeachment investigations against him were a joke.
But whatever he can do in terms of corruption, because the corruption's massive. Now, when Biden's son walks away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and he knows nothing and they're paying him millions of dollars, that's corruption.
Hunter Biden served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the same time his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. Though the timing did raise some concerns among anti-corruption advocates, there has been no evidence of any wrongdoing by either the former vice president or by his son. Meanwhile, members of Congress were able to review a whistleblower complaint that triggered impeachment investigations against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, said he had reviewed the complaint and found it deeply disturbing.
I found the allegations deeply disturbing. I also found them very credible. I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The summary's disclosure came one day after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry into Trump and into allegations that he sought a foreign government's help to smear a Democratic political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, and to help Trump with his 2020 reelection bid. This is VOA News. A UN special report warns that much of humanity